From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett with the Latin America Report, made possible by Espirito Santo Bank and by Morrison Brown Argies and Farah, certified public accountants and advisors. Here's something you probably didn't know. Salvadorans are set to pass Cubans as the third largest Latino group in the United States. That's mainly because El Salvador has some of the worst poverty and especially gang violence in Latin America. The man who now has to solve those problems? Vice President Salvador Sanchez Serén from the leftist party FMLN. Sanchez, who was a guerrilla during the civil war that tore apart El Salvador in the 1980s, was just declared the winner of last week's presidential election. But he defeated Norman Quijano from the right-wing party Arena by less than a quarter of a percentage point, and Quijano is rejecting the results. I spoke about this with Jose Miguel Cruz, a Salvadoran-born political science professor at Florida International University. Miguel, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Tim. Thank you for having me here.
Miguel, those of us who covered El Salvador's civil war were a bit stunned to hear Quijano suggest the military should intervene. Fortunately, the military declined to get involved. But should we be concerned about this?
Not at this point. The military has shown really professional standing as of now. So I don't see the military playing the old game of favoring one party over another.
Quijano says the election should be nullified because of fraud. Is there any real evidence of it?
No, as far as, the last thing they mentioned was supposedly that FMLN mobilized some inmates from some of the prisons to some of the polls, but none of the independent sources have confirmed, that mobilization.
How legitimate are the fears that Sanchez plans to turn El Salvador into the next Venezuela?
There are certainly some concerns that Sanchez Serén may play the Venezuelan game, especially because in the past, Sanchez Serén talked about Venezuela as a model. However, El Salvador is very different from Venezuela, and the FMLN is aware of that. El Salvador is a small, poor country, very dependent on the United States. It will be almost suicidal for any Salvadoran government to basically be in conflict with the United States.
Is there any possibility now that these two parties can work together to solve El Salvador's urgent problems, especially the violent gang crime? Arena had tried what's called the mano dura, the heavy hand against the gangs. Mm-hmm. The FMLN has tried negotiating truces with the gangs. Nothing really seems to work.
I think there is a solution, but it is a comprehensive solution. In the case of Arena, the mano dura increased or worsened the situation in El Salvador. Then the FMLN came with this idea of negotiating with gangs, but actually without providing a real roadmap as to what are we going to do once these groups basically have stopped killing themselves and they go back to business as usual.
Why does El Salvador still seem to be such an important country to Washington and the U.S. government?
Guatemala, El Salvador, and Honduras are some of the more violent countries in the Western Hemisphere.
Well, Honduras is the most violent country in the world.
Honduras is, and then second or third place is El Salvador. And I think the United States is investing a lot in El Salvador in terms of, okay, we need to sort of keep this small country from falling in the hands of, complete ungovernability, complete instability, as in the way of Guatemala or Honduras.
Our thanks to Jose Miguel Cruz. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami. You can read more of our Latin America coverage at WLRN.org.
The Latin America Report is made possible by Espirito Santo Bank and Morrison Brown Argies and Farah, certified public accountants and advisors.